חזור זכן יש לו פריחת חשתג ממם יהודים צריך לשאב זו קוף ממחס. מי שסד ואין מחזירים את השבר. רב חנה from Baghdad and name Shmuel said you are allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. When Rav Chana told us, said this to Rav Yehuda, because he heard Rav Yehuda say you're not allowed to, and he said that Rav Chana said that you are allowed to. Rav Yehuda said he never heard this before, and he was very happy that they have heard this from him. Mishnah said, Mishnah nifka yada v'chulu. Rav Avia's hand became dislocated on Shabbos, and he wanted to try to get it back into place. He showed Rav Yosef a few different things. They asked if it's mutter to do like this, is mutter to do like that, and every time he raised, told him it's usher. But through all this showing, it popped back into place. Rav Yosef said to him, the Mishnah says that no massaging may be done. So why did you even ask me if anything can be done? He said, the Mishnah says a broken bone may not be set, and yet we find that Rav Chana of Baghdad, in the name of Shmuel, says you're allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. I thought maybe the same thing with fixing a dislocated limb. Rabbi Yosef said, just because we find a kula in one part of the Mishnah doesn't mean that we're going to find that same kula regarding another part of the Mishnah. Hanalach Perek Chavis. Perek Shoyel Perek Shloish of Yesrim. Dr. Mishnah says, you're allowed to borrow pitchers of wine and oil from someone else on Shabbos as long as you don't say to him, Halveini, lend it to me. In this way, in the same way, a woman's allowed to borrow loaves of bread from her friend. If the lender doesn't trust the borrower, so he can make him leave his beged over there until after Shabbos, at which time they can figure out what's owed. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos and you need to buy an animal for a carbon Pesach, he can take an animal from a seller and leave his beged over there with the seller until after Yom Tov, at which time they can figure out what's owed. Check the Gemara. Rava Bar Rav Chanan asked Abaye, the reason you can't say Halveini on Shabbos is because that normally refers to a longer term loan, and that will cause a lender to want to write down something on Shabbos, so it shouldn't be forgotten, so that's why you can't do it. But you're allowed to say Hashileini, because that refers to a shorter term loan, which you don't write down normally. But during the week, these terms are used interchangeably. So that means, even if someone says Hashileini on Shabbos, it would cause a lender to write down something, because it could also be referring to a longer term loan. Dr. Gemara, no. On Shabbos, since you're not allowed to say Halveini, so when someone says Hashileini, he knows it's referring to being used in its proper way to refer to a shorter term loan, and it won't cause them to write down something. Rabbi Chanan is Abaye. The Rabbanan say all activities done on Yom Tov should be done differently than is done during the week. If so, why do we allow the women to draw water on Yom Tov in a normal matter in the way they do it during the week? It says because there is no different way for them to do it. If we make them draw water in smaller buckets, then they'll have to make more trips, which is extra effort on Yom Tov. If we make them draw in larger buckets, then they're carrying heavier burdens, which we don't want them doing on Yom Tov. If we make them put a kerchief over the bucket, it'll lead to schita. If we have them use a lid on the bucket, then the string holding the lid may break, and they'll tie it back and make a knot. Therefore, there's no other way to do it during the week, so we allow it. Rabbi Chanan asked Abaye, Mishnah says you're not allowed to clap your hands or beat a chest in altavelus or dance because you may come to fix an instrument on Yom Tov. Yet we see that people do this and we don't say anything to them. So Gemara, we find this to be the case in other places as well. The reason is since we know that people won't listen to what we have to say, we say it's better that they should be a shoygig rather than to be amazed. And we even apply this sometimes to assume of deraisa, like Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Mishnah says on Shabbos it would seem to be also to say halveini, but during the week it would be mutter for a loaf of bread. This doesn't follow Hillel, because Hillel says that a woman can't borrow a loaf of bread from another woman unless they assign a value to it. Because if they don't, if the price of wheat increases and he repays to the loaf, it's a problem of ribbis. Where it says the Mishnah is talking about in a place where the price of loaves of bread are set by the government, so the price is known without having to state it, and therefore it's not a problem, because the Hillel's concern was only in a place where there's no set price. Mishnah said, "Einoy maminoy." Rabbi Yosef said a loan made on Yom Tov is not enforced by Bezin, because if it was, the lender would come to write down the loan so that it shouldn't be forgotten. Rava said it is enforceable, because if it wasn't, people wouldn't lend on Yom Tov, and that would cause people not to be able to have Simchas Yom Tov. If someone needs something, he wouldn't be able to borrow it. In fact, our mission says if the borrower is not trusted, he can leave his beged there. Now, if the lender can go to Bezin, why does he need to leave his beged? Why would they need to leave the beged there? He doesn't need security like that. So Mara says, even if he can go to Bezin, he'd rather have security than have to rely on going to Bezin to collect the loan. Avida Bar Avanes, the mission says that if a butcher divides an animal among buyers that they owe him, so on Rosh Hashanah, following a Shemitah year, and it turns out that Elul had 30 days, meaning that the first day of Rosh Hashanah was actually the last day of Shemitah, so the loan is canceled because it took place on Shemitah. Now, if a loan on Yom Tov can't be enforced by Bezin, what does mean it's canceled? It was anyway unenforceable. So Gemara says, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef would agree in that case that if not for Shemitah, the loan would be collectible in Bezin, because the first day of Rosh Hashanah was truly a weekday, not a Yom Tov. Therefore, because it was still El, that's why that case is different. The end of the Mishnah says if El only had 29 days, the dividing of the animal and the loan that it created, which happened on Rosh Hashanah, is not canceled, which seems to mean it is collectible by Bezin. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's not collectible in Bezin. So what does this mean? Gemara says the Mishnah is talking about that the Mishnah means that it's not canceled, and if the borrower repays, the lender may take it. Meaning on Shemitah, you actually have to say, I don't want to take it first before you take it back, if a loan that was canceled. Over here, he doesn't have to say that. Rav Abiyah would take security when lending on Yom Tov. Rav Bar Ula would grab something from the borrower's payment after Yom Tov and then negotiate with getting back payment. Mishasevichin Erev Pesach, Reichen said a person may be Magdish as Korban Pesach on Shabbos and as Korban Chagiga on Yom Tov. Our Mishnah seems to agree with this, because our Mishnah says you're allowed to take an animal on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, and leave it, security there. So you see, obviously, you can be Magdish your animal on Shabbos. Mor says, no, Rai, it could be you're talking about he was part of a group, he's joining a group where the animal was already Magdish, and that's why it's not, he hasn't have to be Magdish on Shabbos. Although our Mishnah says you're not allowed to join a group, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we're discussing a person who's always part of that group, and therefore he's considered as if he joined before Shabbos. Shaya to the Brice that says his home is allowed to go on Shabbos to a shepherd that he typically buys from and take a sheep for his carbon Pesach and be magdish for his carbon even on Shabbos. So it would seem to be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. The Gemara says this also could be talking about where he typically buys from the shepherd, so the shepherd was very magdish it for this person before Shabbos. Well, the Brice says he could be magdish it. That doesn't refer to be that refers to being magdish to Rabbonon. But being magdish to Brice has to be done before Shabbos. Could be, so therefore it's no riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Where an anonymous Mishnah says that we cannot be magdish an item on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan always passes like a Stam Mishnah. So how does he argue with that Stam Mishnah? Mar says the Mishnah refers to being Magdish something that doesn't need to become Hegdish today. Rabbi Yochanan allows it when it's Erev Pesach. You have to be done that day. That's when he allows it.